Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. My name is Jade. I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
I can't barely hear you. I can't barely hear you. I have a transfer on the phone. It's French A, F-R-A-N-C-H-A-E.
And last name, Hilt, H-I-L-T.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Hilt, I'm transferring you now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, French A.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Jaden. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Not you. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I haven't.
I got you. Perfect. And have you or a loved one used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Perfect. And then after using hair relaxer, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Yes, it was ovarian cancer. Stage 1.
I'm very, very sorry about that, ma'am. And so you said ovarian cancer. You said that was ovarian cancer?
Yes.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what was the date of your diagnosis, if I may ask, for the ovarian cancer?
I'm sorry, you have to speak up just a tad bit. I'm on a freeway. Or would you be able to give me a call back when I'm not driving?
Oh, I'll make this quick. I'm sorry. So what was the date of your diagnosis, if I may ask?
I believe it was like, you said the date. I believe it was like the second week of August 2023.
I'll put August 14th of 2023.
Something around there, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's the exact date, but yeah.
It's okay, just to the best of your knowledge. And then can I have the name
yeah.
of the doctor that diagnosed you, or the name of the hospital that diagnosed you?
The doctor name was Dr. Margaret Bates, B-A-T-E-S. She's a gynecologist.
Got you. And which hospital did she practice out of?
Torrance Memorial.
Torrance Memorial, and then what city was it in?
Torrance.
Torrance, California?
Yes.
Perfect. And then Torrance Memorial... Medical
it's
Center.
A hospital. Yeah.
Torrance Memorial Medical Center is, so I found 3330 Lameda Boulevard, Torrance, California, 90505.
Yes, I believe so.
Perfect. That's the address I found online for Torrance Memorial Medical Center. Yeah, Medical Center, is that okay? So that was the address I found online for Torrance Memorial Medical Center, is that okay?
Yes.
Perfect. And that was Dr. Margaret Bates?
Yes.
And then the phone number I found online was 310-325-9110?
I'm not sure of the actual phone number right now because I am driving, but I believe so.
Okay. That's the address I found online. And so your date of diagnosis was August 14th of 2020.
I believe I have her number inside my phone, though.
Okay, got you. But and then you said your date of you were diagnosed in California, correct?
Yes.
And your date of diagnosis was August of last year?
It was August of 2023, yes.
Last year. And I'm trying to confirm. perfect. And then, so, do you have that phone number?
Okay, let me see.
No worries. Whenever you have a chance.
213-977-4190.
And so, Dr. Margaret Bates, for the phone number I have is 213-977-4190.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's the number I have.
Okay. And then I do have the address and the name of the hospital, so we'll just be able to reach out to them directly. That's okay. And if you find any information later, just provide it to the attorneys. Just to the best.
Okay.
You know. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I've been using it before I was diagnosed.
Got you. And you did use it more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes, I was using it about every 2 months, every 8 weeks.
About every 8 weeks, so about 6 times per year?
Yes.
Perfect. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And then can I have your date of birth?
June 26,
2000. And were you, I just have to ask, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Have I ever done what?
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, just ovarian cancer.
See, again, I'm very, very sorry. Did any of your other friends, family, coworkers, anyone else that you know ever use the hair relaxer products or was ever affected in a similar way?
No, I'm not too sure.
It's okay. If anything does come
like,
up...
Like, straight off that, I'm not sure.
That's okay. Thankfully, no one else was affected. I mean, still, I'm very, very sorry for how you were affected. If anything does come up, just let us know. Let them know we work with a group of attorneys. And so, you used it in the state of California, correct?
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, what year did you start using it, and what year did you stop using it?
I started using it in, like, 2024, like June, and then I just stopped last year in July, 2023 of July, so about 9 years.
Oh, wait, so what year did you start, you said?
In June of 2014, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I thought you said 2024, I'm sorry. So June of 2014, and then you stopped in, you said, 2023.
July of 2023, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for confirming. I'm sorry about that. And so I have usage started in 2014 and stopped in July of 2023.
Yes.
And how often did you use these products? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
It was about every 8 weeks.
I'll put monthly.
Basically.
I'll put, like, monthly or, like, every other month.
Yeah.
And how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer for? Was it from 2014 to 2023?
Yeah.
So about 9 years?
Yeah.
And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Really, it was in my home, but it was both most of the time.
Both, you said? Did you had it at home mostly, but then you had it at salon sometimes, or would you?
Yeah,
say?
It was mostly at home. I only did it at a salon probably like once, but it was mostly
okay.
At home.
Perfect. Yeah, that's okay then. But mostly it was done at home.
Yes.
And which brand were you using? Was it Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator?
No, it was African's Best.
African Pride.
Africa. Yeah, the Africa's Best.
Africa's Best. I have African Pride. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
It was after I started using the product.
Perfect, yeah. So it did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes, my diagnosis year was last year in 2023. That's when I got diagnosed.
Perfect. And again, thank you for confirming. We're almost done here. What type of treatment did you receive?
The treatment, I had chemotherapy, I had a hysterectomy surgery, and I had pain medication. I had got pain medication.
Very sorry about that. And so I have a chemotherapy, hysterectomy surgery, and pain medication?
Yes.
And then what was the date of your treatment?
My treatment date was like August of 2023, like the third week of August.
I'll put 21st of 2023, August 21st.
Yeah, I don't have, like, no information on me because I'm driving, but
it's okay.
I believe so.
We'll be able to confirm it all later. So just to the best of your knowledge, what was do you remember what hospital you were treated at?
Yeah, it was at Torrance.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of the treating doctor, or was it the same one?
Yeah, it was the same one.
Got you. And then just one second. I copy your information down. So that was for Margaret Bates, and that was 213-977-4190?
Yes.
Awesome. I just got to confirm. And then the main diagnosis was ovarian cancer.
Yes.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Can my gender?
Yes, sorry.
A female?
Perfect. Sorry about that. And then can I have the
female?
Spelling? Perfect. Yeah, sorry. And then can I just...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Can I have the spelling on your first name, middle initial, and then the spelling on your last name?
My first name is Franche, Franchae. My middle initial start with a J. And my last name is Hilt, H-I-L-T.
And I'm just going to spell this back. Franche, F-R-A-N-C-H-A-E, and then J, Hilt,
yes.
H-I-L-T.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Just have to confirm. And then... this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
623-19-3432.
And then just to confirm, I have 623-19-3432?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the primary contact email I have is hiltfranchae@gmail.com?
Yes.
And then the main phone number is 323-362-4663?
Yes.
And then is that a mobile home phone or both?
It's a mobile phone.
Mobile phone. And then finally, can I have your home address, please?
1553 Anaheim Street.
Harbor City,
California.
Perfect. Awesome. And then I'm just going to read off 1553 Anaheim Street, Harbor City, California, Los Angeles County, 90710. Or 90710.
Yes. 90710.
Awesome. Perfect. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I can get them, though.
Could get them, and then when you do, or if you did get access to them, could you provide them by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
No.
Does not live with you. And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Francisco Hill, my dad.
And then just main phone number. And then do his main phone number.
Oh. His phone number is 424.
424.
502.
502.
7101.
7101. And I have Francis at 424-502-7101. That is your father?
Yes, it's Francisco.
Francisco O'Fran. F-R-A-N-C-I-S-C-O?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send these documents out right now. They should come through the either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, okay?
Okay, let me look right now.
Just one second. Should be like 2 more minutes. I'll walk you through these and then we should be good to go.
Okay.
So it should come through to either text message or email. It's going to be a DocuSign link. Just click on it, and then it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through to that.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, perfect. And then just let me know as soon as you have clicked on the link and clicked continue through.
Okay, I'm on the link.
And then on the top.
Just give me 1 second. Let me park, please. Give me one second.
You're good. Sorry about that.
Okay. So I just press continue.
Yes, so click continue through, and then it's going to take you to the actual documents themselves. On the top, it's going to say hair relaxer litigation. And then as soon as you have continued through and you're on the actual documents themselves, there's going to be a yellow start button on the top right. And then it's going to have you adopt a few signatures. As you're going through that, just make sure all the information on there is accurate and correct to you. Addresses, date of birth, social, spelling on names, any personal information on there, just make sure it's correct and accurate to you. If anything is misspelled or inaccurate, I can always resend the documents.
Just where it say the city, it say, my phone's just bad. Let me see.